for our fourth week together, we're going to be looking at eating as a means of evangelism. Eating together can be such a blessing to someone. No one likes to eat alone. We even see Jesus using food when he would gather in people's houses for meals, or at the Last Supper when he gave his disciples his parting teaching, or even as he fed the crowds of 4,000 and 5,000, miraculously providing for them. We too can use food as a means to further the kingdom of God. In the early church, food was often critical to even its worship services. The Didache, which is an early church document that outlines how worship services should be run, directs people in how they should do a meal together. It was assumed that food was part of their worship services. We even talk about the high point of our worship services, that is communion, as a family meal together. Many of you may be living this out in your community groups. As a means of inviting people in and showing hospitality to them, we share a meal together. This idea of hospitality is the key to using meals as a purpose of evangelism. First, hospitality and sharing a meal together opens people up and is non-threatening. We all have to eat at some point. Secondly, sharing a meal is a great way to invite questions. Often people are most open around good food and drink. Lastly, sharing a meal together with someone lets them into our own lives. If you have them into your house, it obviously is letting them into your life. But even sharing a meal at work or in a restaurant opens up your schedule to them, and they can see a little of who you are, and hopefully, Christ through you. Now, if you've read this chapter, you may have some reservations about the ask to have 3 meals with people this week. Though I like the idea of intentionally sharing space with others, I'm not going to ask you to commit to this. What I would ask is that you take the time, both in your groups and throughout this week, to think and pray about if God is asking you to use meals as a means of reaching others. God desires to move powerfully through you. And as we study Surprise the World and share in conversations, I pray that you will be open to new ways of God using and equipping you. Would you pray with me? God, you are a God of generosity. Would you generously share your desire for those around us? And would you give us a desire to share with others what you have given so graciously to us? Give us eyes to see how we might be used. In Jesus' name. Amen.